Masechet Ediyot Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud Bet. The next Mahloke, we'll talk about Tum'at Ohel. If there is a roof that has both a human body that is deceased, a corpse, and a person or a keli, a utensil under it together, then Tum'ah goes from that corpse to the person or the keli. But if there's a crack that divides the entire roof, goes from one side to the other, a crack in the roof, then it's considered to be two separate sections. And if there was a body under one section and Tum'ah under the other section, it would not transmit Tum'ah. But if there was a board or an object under the crack, and that object was at least one tefach above the ground, it serves as an ohel that connects two sides of the roof and therefore becomes one continuous ohel. The Tum'ah could spread from the corpse that is on one side of the roof to people that are now under the other side if there's a board that sort of goes under both of them. Here we'll talk about a person who's lying on the ground beneath the crack, and question becomes, is he capable of connecting the two sides? Mishnah says, Adam shehu natun tahat hasedek, if a person is lying under a crack in the roof, Bet Shammai omrim, enu mevi et hatum'ah, says Bet Shammai, he does not spread tum'ah, he's lying on the ground. We mentioned that when we had that board, when there's a crack that goes throughout the entire roof, there has to be that board is at least a tefach above the ground. So therefore here, since he's lying directly on the ground, there's no tefach between his body and the ground, so he cannot be the ohel that connects the two sides of the roof. So the corpse over here that's beneath one section would not transmit tum'ah to people or to kelim beneath the other section. Ubet Hillel omrim adam halulhu v'hasad ha'elyon mevieta tum'ah, says Bet Hillel, a person is hollow. Basically, there is a tefach between the front and the back of his body. So the upside of his body, the side above the hollow space, does spread tum'ah. The upper side of his body is a tefach above the ground. That's really what it means when it's saying that the person's hollow. Not that he's literally hollow. We know there's organs and there's different body parts at that point in time, but what we're saying is we're just basing ourselves off of the top of the body, and the top of the body is a tefach above the ground, so therefore that's considered to be an ohel that would link both sides of the roof and allow tumat to be transmitted from the body that's under one side to items that are underneath the other side.